Hey everyone, welcome back to Story Nerds. I'm Hannah Davis, one of your co-hosts. Jess, unfortunately, couldn't be here this time around, and we are currently going to play part two of our interview with Wanda Erickson. She's a librarian here in a small town in Minnesota and is one of the most fantastic librarians, and she has a really unique story about how she was able to bring in some of the most fantastic authors to this small town. And so we're going to hear a little bit more about that. And we're also going to talk about some of her favorite books that have come out in the last 5 to 10 years. So here is part two of our interview with Wanda Erickson.
We have so many that we could talk about, but I want to get into your more recent years. Let's go within the last 5 to 10-ish years. What are some of the hits for you that have made an impact on your life here?
Okay, that means I got to move on to in my notes here. Joel Rosenberg, obviously. Michael Phillips, I really liked him.
What are some of their books that you stand out to you?
Well, Joel's, of course, are ripped from the headlines. Suspense. You're going to ask me the titles, and I didn't write those down. Yeah, thank you.
Okay, well, let's just do this. I have, so what is, he writes biblical prophecy.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, The 12th Imam. That's one of the more recent ones. And his newest is sitting on my shelf right over here.
Where you're nudging.
Yes. I liked him a lot because when I read his first book, I thought, whoa, this is really cool. And then like 2 weeks later, I read it again in the headlines of the paper. And I went, whoa, this guy is really cool. But I also like Gabriel Meyer. You know Gabriel. Yeah.
Yeah.
I like Erica a lot.
Gabriel and Erica are both Minnesotans. Yay. So they're a part of our lovely Minnesota Nice Writers group.
Absolutely.
And they are fantastic as well. And Gabriel is right in your backyard. So
yes. Yeah. Literally 20 miles away. But I also like My favorite author is Lorraine Snelling.
Of course.
I just go nowhere without Lorraine. And she's got a new series she just started, Leah's Garden. And the first book I just pre-ordered here the other day. I like her. Cynthia Ruchte also. I love her so much.
Also a fellow Midwesterner, though she
Wisconsin,
hails
yeah.
from the land of cheese right across from us. And
her newest book, Afraid of the Light, is excellent. She's just at the top of her writing game with Afraid of the Light. I like it a lot. And she's got a new one coming out, Facing the Dawn.
Yes.
So yay, hooray for that. Let's see, what else can I tell you about?
What is one book that you are really looking forward to in the next 6 months?
Lorraine's book. Yeah. I'm on just standing order with her stuff at Amazon.
Well, I would get to mine, and I feel like I'll probably mention, I'm a lover of Susan May Warren stuff. I can't not. And Melissa Tagg came onto the scene, a handful of years ago now, six-ish years ago. I read everything Melissa Tagg. I've found a lot of authors recently that I can't not read.
I
have to read everything that they put out. Bethany Turner's been one.
Yep.
I would be remiss if I didn't mention my wonderful co-host, but you know, I don't want to be seeming like I'm biased or anything.
And I would be remiss if we didn't mention Sunrise Publishing.
Yes.
Deep Haven Series 1 is soon to be coming out. Rachel Russell, Andrea Christensen, and
Michelle Alexson,
who is our girl here from Uppsala.
So she is your hometown girl, and she's again right literally in your backyard practically.
she's kind of my adopted girl. She was a library aide for me here when she first moved here, and
she's an amazing writer. Again, part of our Minnesota Writers group.
Yay.
And just I was so happy for her when she got that.
I
totally deserved. Wonderful writer. I can't wait because being such a Susan May Warren fan, I love Deep Haven, which set, of course, here in Minnesota. If you're not familiar with Minnesota, Deep Haven is based on the town of Grand Marais, which is literally my favorite town ever. I'm not kidding you. It's just like the cutest. I say seaside. It's lakeside, but it's lakeside Lake Superior, so it feels seaside. Yeah. And I've been going up to Grand Marais since freshman year of college.
Wow.
And so I when she started her Deep Haven series, it was just like, I feel like I'm at home. Because at the time I was living in California and I was just so homesick for anything that felt like Minnesota. So yeah. So there's so many current authors that I have found that I can't not read. But we need to move on. Oh. I want to hear, we were going to talk about Lorraine Snelling. You were saying about how she is your favorite. You have, again, we're going to move right here into the little library that could.
Oh boy.
Because you have hosted Lorraine Snelling before in the little town of Uppsala.
3-4 times, yeah.
And I just want to hear, like, first of all, how did that happen? And second of all, what are some of your favorite memories from your time with Lorraine? I just find that so fascinating that the Uppsala, a small little town that could, and here's Lorraine Snelling making a stop to do a book signing and tour. And
yeah, boy, this all stems back to, believe it or not, 2005. I'm a little misty here. When Wendy Lawton, if a name that you well know,
So for those of you who don't know, Wendy Lawton is one of the foremost book agents in our world, at least.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. She showed up at Camp Lebanon, which is a Bible camp located about 4 miles outside of Uppsala, the center of the known universe. And through the work of the directors there, Lisa Abler in particular, she did an author visit for us in our new high school media center. We had built a new school in 2004, 2005, and Wendy kicked off that new media center in an evening visit. And unbeknownst to anyone, in my heart, I hadn't even voiced it to the Lord yet. I said, you know, Lord, to him, not even to myself, it would be really cool if we could get some big name authors here in our little town. Little is much when God is in it. And here came Wendy. And she knew some other authors. Amazingly enough, including Lorraine. And that just kicked it off, and we established a partnership with Bethany. Steve Oakes was out, and we had Tracy Peterson was here after that in the years following that. And
when you're talking about Bethany, you're talking about
Bethany House Publishers.
Yep.
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah, before they were purchased by Baker. Who else has been here? Well, so many. Have been here trying to think of their names, but I can't. I have a whole list. It's been overwhelming. It's been like an answer to prayer, and I've seen God use that. Those visits were used in many different ways. Gabriel talks about this when she came out to see. Who did she see?
It was Lorraine.
Was it Lorraine? Okay.
I do believe it was Lorraine.
Yeah, and she just was encouraged. Yeah, she was encouraged to write. And another local woman, Jane, I'm going to say, without using her last name, she was working on a play. And she came and talked to one of the authors. I can't remember which one now either. And she was so encouraged to keep on writing, and that play is an annual success now at her church. And it's just amazing to see how those little seeds that were planted grew into a huge garden that God arranged. Amazing stuff.
Okay, so as a librarian, what are some of the things we should know? Tips, recommendations, things like that.
I have three, except my notes are all screwed up now.
Oh dear, that's all right.
Your fault. The first one is to ask. Ask your public librarian, because the libraries are yours. They are your tax dollars. So if you have questions, or if you have needs, or if you want to see something, or if you have a need for an answer, ask. And so there you are. The second one is help. Volunteer your time if you can, volunteer titles that you want to have purchased, volunteer, well, I loosely call it your tithe, but you know, it was three T's in a row there, so I thought it was pretty cool.
And
so time, titles, tithes.
A little alliteration going on.
Yeah.
I love a good alliteration.
Give money. And then the last one is support. Attend the author events. Encourage the librarians with your words of praise and thanks. And an orange or two or cookies at Christmas doesn't hurt either. But anyway, I can't tell you how encouraging that has been for all these author events. Big libraries in our system would say, how do you get people to author events? We host them and there's two people. And we had, well, for Lorraine, we were running, you know, 50 people for her events. Of course we were. It's Lorraine, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's just amazing.
If you're going to volunteer, like what is there to volunteer with? Do you just stack shelves? Like what are some of the opportunities that you have in your library?
Even in COVID, there are a couple of opportunities for volunteering. We constantly need somebody to hang posters around the community.
Oh.
We need volunteers to be on our Facebook page and sharing that information through their Facebook friends. We need people to help us to host events when we can again have programming. But we're also doing some programming outside right now. For example, each week I'm erecting a story stroll, which is a big book, a kid's big book on laminated pages on those rods that you stick in the ground, you know?
Yep. Yeah. On a walk.
And
we have one in the town here nearby where I work. They did a story stroll in a local park.
Yeah, it's very cool. But it would be very helpful if, you know, somebody could maybe help with that. You know, you volunteer to take the morning and the afternoon, taking down and putting up kinds of things. Yeah.
Those are all
like
really
that.
Great ideas. And I really want to stress again, I know we've said this time and time again, but I think some people have this mindset of supporting your local, your favorite authors is more than just buying their books.
Yeah.
And the libraries play a big part of that. And can you maybe give a really brief background on why that is? Like, what is it that a library does to help an author out more than just one person buying a book?
Libraries encourage authors by purchasing their books, having them out on the shelf. And that's very encouraging to an author, just to see the copy of that book out there. Just like being in a bookstore, having it in the library. You know that that library purchased multiple copies. Furthermore, it helps you to remain in the public's eye. You're there, the book is there. Every time a person comes in, they know, a patron comes in, they know that they can get that book. You have a constancy there. You know you can always get that book. You know that the librarian will probably recognize it even if you say it was a blue book.
Have you had that happen before?
Yes, I have, and I think I found it, if I remember right. But yeah, I think that libraries are critical, especially right now in this time of fluidity. We can help people to find a foundation of fact and truth.
Well, Wanda, this has been extremely insightful. I have loved this. First of all, you're just a hoot. We've met on one other occasion.
Yeah.
And I forget since meeting you just how fun you are.
Well, that's a matter of perspective, but anyway.
I suppose. But thank you so much for joining. I've absolutely loved having you on.
I didn't even get to my to be read stack.
I know.
Oh, man.
All right, really quick before we go, what is the number one in your to be read stack?
The one that I'm halfway through, The Splendid and the Vile.
By?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that guy. He wrote Devil in the White City, too. Larson. This is the story of Winston Churchill in World War II. Amazing book. Incredible writing. Yeah. And I just finished A Good Time for the Truth, which is the one book one Minnesota read right now. And that's an interesting title.
What is it?
A Good Time for the Truth.
Is that the one that all of Minnesota is getting access for free right now? It's about racism?
Yep. It's an anthology of stories by people of color, authors of color.
And I'm so glad to hear that you're reading that. That's been on my to be read pile, and I have just not been able to get to it. But that is on my list before the plan is really soon before they take it away for free.
Yeah. Okay. This has been a blessing.
Yes. I thank you so much for joining us, Wanda. I know you have to go. I am so excited that you were able to join me today.
Well, thank you. What an honor.
You're welcome. Thank you so much. And to all of our story nerds, we hope you have a really great day and go read something fun.